Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? King, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, we back in the building. I'm running it down, man. K100 Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. Episode 18, Tricks. I just won't quit, will I? I just won't quit. Okay, we back at it. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. You're now tuned in with the Prodigal Son. This is the livest show that you ever gone had the pleasure of putting your ears on. You know what I'm saying? It's the crunkest. It's the most uncut. It's the realest shit that we got going on. Okay? Now, I know it's a lot of other shows out there. And, you know, Blog Talk Radio is not like the most fancy way to do your internet radio show. Well, I know that. I understand all that. You understand what I'm saying? We just starting out. We only been doing it for a month. It's a little experiment, kind of, sort of, but we go hard with everything we try, you understand? But real talk, this is the absolute realest fucking show you ever going to come across, all right? One more again, pay attention. You listening? K100 is the realest talk show you ever going to come across, bar none, okay? The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. Once again, that's 347-934-0966. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Rage Affiliated, he's out having some business for the show right now. They got a little something going on not too far from here, and he's in promotion mode. We're trying to get the word out there. He'll be in shortly. I think Colonel Keeler's supposed to join us later on. I don't know. But until then, you rolling with your dog, the way it all started, okay? I'm doloing this bitch. But I'm straight. Haters, we on deck. All right? Now, let me go ahead and run this down to you the way the show works. I started this show, as everybody know by now, if you heard before, and once again for you new callers, you understand? This show started as a Facebook page on Facebook, a group called K100, just a platform for people to vent and say shit that they normally don't want to say on their normal page, because they mom and them might be their friend or something, you know. So I made this little group page so you can go over there and just snap on the motherfucker at any given moment. You understand what I'm saying? And it took off from there. We had a lot of interesting conversations, a lot of dialogue back and forth. And so people was like, man, we need a talk show. And here we are. I'm an innovator. I'm a leader. I don't wait. Okay? So I said, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So now we got it. K100 Internet Radio. All right? We're going to be coming to you CD and DVD deck soon. Just give me a minute. But right now, you're going to catch us on the internet or you can catch us by phone. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, the number to call in is 347-934-0966. All right? When you call in, if you want to holler at me, you hit the number one on the keypad. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's www.blogtalkradio, all one word, blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's how you get to us on the internet. If you missed the show live, or if you're listening to this in your deck, you understand what I'm saying? On a mix CD, all right? That's how you get to us on the net. You can go back, if you like what you're hearing, you can go back and listen to all the other episodes. You could download them, MP3 file. They're real light, maybe 20 megabytes per show. Throw them on your iPod when you're working out, you know what I'm saying? When you're at work or whatever. And roll with us. Take us on the go, man, so you can catch up and listen to all the shit that you've been missing. Because you done missed some shit if this is your first time tuning in. All right? So, that's it. Also, oh, no, sorry. Keep forgetting. I don't know why I was acting like I don't want to do the main part of the damn show. This is also a platform for independent artists. Okay? Independent artists If you're an artist, you need to call in, you need to email us, you need to do something, some kind of way you need to be able to get your music up here to us, man, all right? Because we are a platform for the independent artists. We let them get the shine on. You know what I'm saying? This started, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm the CEO. It's my own independent record label that I got. We got some albums in the street. We got some more coming this year. So we into the music game too. We understand your struggle. We can relate. We understand how hard it is to get to the mainstream radio. So we just trying to give you guys a way to get your shit heard, all right? You understand? All you got to do is email the show at K100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, radio. K100 Radio, all one word, @gmail.com. And also, I already knew this, but I don't think a lot of people know it, or maybe they don't really realize it. If you got one of those little smartphones, a BlackBerry, a Droid, anything that's updated, we ain't talking about no goddamn Nokia from 2002, nigga. You need to upgrade anyway. Kill yourself if you still got that. The fuck is wrong with you? Who the fuck got them? Anyway, if you got a real phone nowadays that get online and do all that other shit right there, you can listen to the show. It's real easy to stream the show, past episodes on your phone. You ain't even got to download them. Just go to the damn site, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, and you will be switched over to the mobile site once you do that. And on the mobile site, it's, you know, it's real simplified, and you basically just click where it says previous episodes. And whenever you get to the list of previous episodes, you know, you read the content and see if that's something you want to check out, click play. It's streamed directly live over your phone. You ain't even got to download it. So even if you don't got an iPod or nothing like that, if you got a phone, you always got access to K100, baby. All right? Artists, send us your music. If you know anybody that's an artist, tell them to send us their music. K100radio@gmail.com. All right? That's what's up. And we will spin it. Give you a little shine. All you got to do is just send us your music to in the MP3 format. Good quality music. All right? Not no whack shit. We not playing the whack shit. If it's whack, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do it. Sorry. And yes, nigga, I determine what's whack on this show. That's why it's my show. Fuck you. How about that? All right. That's pretty easy. Man, I done got so used to everybody being over here. It's kind of funny, you know, hosting the show by myself. Now I got to play off myself. But it's all good. Everybody's supposed to, everybody's running late. You know, they on CP time, and it's all good. I got love for everybody that's going to be showing up, my co-host, and I thank one of my colonels from the Facebook page. I call them colonels. I call them my officers. For all you new listeners and new callers who be like, what does he mean, his officers? When we start this on the Facebook page, you know, you can assign officers to your group, and everybody that started on the ground level with me and that supports me a lot, I have assigned them ranking officers in this army, in this K100 army, so I will address them as such. If you're listening to this episode or past episodes, and you want to be down, you want to get your rank up, if you're on Facebook, make sure you friend us on Facebook, like the page, come to the group, post up some material, post up some dialogue, you dig, okay? And we'll get you on there, man. You understand what I'm saying? Every Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m., we go live. My first hour is kind of light, always, and the second hour gets more crunk, but it is what it is, okay? So, on to tonight's subject. Pretty interesting subject, man, and I expect some people might not really get what I was saying when I put out the blast about what the show is tonight. I think it was pretty fucking self-explanatory. I really crammed to understand how the fuck you could fuck up what I'm trying to say to you. You understand? But I had two or three people ask me, you know, what is it exactly? Let me break this shit down to you, okay? Tonight we're talking about digital relationships, okay? So everybody know, like, over the course of the 90s and the 2000s, the internet has boomed to basically be a way of life. It's like cell phones now. It's like, you know, if you ain't really got the internet, if you ain't got access to the internet now, it's like, for real, nigga, in 2010, you understand what I'm saying? Where they do that? Kill yourself. Nigga, you living in the 80s. It's 2010. They gave you a whole decade to play with in the 90s when they put it on your ass and you act like it wasn't real. Now it's all the way live and you're still over there talking about some, you don't fuck with the internet, my nigga. Ignorant motherfucker. Sound like somebody granddad around this bitch. Fuck you 30 years old, 20 years old, and you don't fuck with the internet, my nigga. That shit there, man. That shit just... That's just that hood shit. That's, you gotta get out of mentality, homie. The internet is where it's at. And it's super cheap. That's why I'm here. Okay? So, with that being said, it has changed the dynamic of relationships. It's changed how people meet people. It's changed how people socialize, how they communicate. Everything has changed with the internet. Now, if you can't realize that and respect that, hang the fuck up, log the fuck off now, because you really don't get it. And you just fucking clueless, okay? With that being said, a lot of people nowadays are hooking up over the internet. They meet people on MySpace. They meet people on Facebook. They meet people in various other formats and various other websites. You got just the general social sites like those. And you also got the sites that are directly made for hooking up, like Match.com, eHarmony, all that kind of shit. You know, you got girls, you know, selling ass on the damn internet. You got people having live sex webcams. Internet porn is a $1 billion industry. So a lot of things, social interaction, sexual interaction between people, you know what I'm saying? Gay, straight, whatever the fuck you float your motherfucking boat, you cannot escape the fact that the internet is actually a viable part of that, of everything. So, with that being said, I pose the question. Have you or would you hook up with somebody that you met online? Let's just say you got a Facebook friend. You ain't never really met him before. But, you know, y'all talk a lot on Facebook. Y'all always messaging back and forth. Y'all sending each other comments. Y'all doing a little bit of flirting, you know. You see their pictures. You think the pictures look a little something. You want to see if it's the real thing in person. You like their conversation. You want to go out on a date with them. You actually want to meet them. You dig? You understand? That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm talking about with this particular show tonight, okay? Will you or have you met somebody on the internet and actually went out with them? And did it work? Like, I know some people got like horror stories, man. Like, motherfucker had some pictures up that wasn't even them. They stole somebody else's pictures and shit. And don't get me wrong, this is not going to replace good old fashioned hollering at somebody in the damn checkout line or going out to the club. You know what I'm saying? Going over to a cookout, meeting your homegirl's cousin, and one of her friends or one of her boyfriend's friends or. One of your homeboys over there posted up at the bachelor spot and he got him coming through. It's not going to replace that. But what I found out recently, that it is a way that a lot of more people meet nowadays, okay? A lot more than people will actually admit. It's like, okay, at first it was like taboo. Like back in maybe the early part of this term, you know, around late 90s, early 2000s. You was basically like a loser, a geek, or something like that. If you was actually trying to meet people on the internet, they either said you was fat and ugly or unattractive. You didn't have no game. You feel me? So you couldn't meet people in person. You had to put up a fake picture and just talk their ass to death. And then when they, you know what I'm saying, you wasn't really being you. There's a lot of negative shit about it. You feel what I'm saying? But ever since shit like MySpace and Facebook blew the fuck up, and like everybody is on that shit. When I say everybody, I'm talking about, I'm seeing people on there that I didn't even know it was computer literate, but they ain't, but they got a motherfucking Facebook or a MySpace. You know what I'm saying? Everybody and their mama on this shit now. You understand? And so, with that being said, when you understand that, you understand it changes the dynamics of everything. You can't sit here and say, oh, you be on Facebook and MySpace all the time, but it's lame to try and meet somebody on there. Why not? You talk on there. If it was that lame, why would you even make the profile in the first place? You understand what I'm saying? And to take it even further, the same people that may say that are some of the same people that go out and meet a motherfucker at the club. As if the person that you meet at the club is actually that person. Everybody knows. Pay attention. When you in the club, you're meeting the representative. The person that they want you to know about, the person that they want you to see at the club. They got their best outfit on. It might be the only good outfit they got, but it's the best one. Right. You dig? Okay. So you think they dress like that all the time and they only got one outfit. You think he got some money, but really he just spent half his check. Okay? You really think she that fine, but she got a body magic and a fake booty on. All kind of shit going at the club! I'm just saying. All kind of shit going at the club. All right? Okay? You're meeting the representative. So, even when you meet somebody in person, you never really get a chance to know them. You know? Until you just know them. Until you go out with them, talk to them, whatever. But your initial contact, you're still meeting a representative. So, I mean, even if you initially meet them on the internet or initially meet them in the club, in the line at Walmart, you know, it doesn't really matter. Until you actually get to know that person, you really don't know that person. All right? So a lot of people say they're opposed to it. And actually, I used to have that same mentality. I used to feel like, oh, you know, that's kind of lame and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I was in a relationship for a long time, and I was like, you know, out of the game for a minute. I really wasn't out there like that, you know, chilling out. You know what I'm saying? When I got single again, yeah, realized I had like totally missed the fucking internet revolution. I had to kill myself. For real. Because I was like, that's no. Everybody, at that point, I started talking to people. And everybody was like, oh, I'll be online. I met him online. I met a girl online. I'm like, damn, is online, is it popping like that? You know me. I must investigate. Right. Had to investigate. So I started me up a couple of little pages on a couple of little sites. You dig? You understand what I'm saying? Got my little type on. Got my type of game up. Turned my spell check on. You understand what I'm saying? Actually met a few people. And to this day, we actually kind of cool. Yeah, I met some good people. You know, not all of them, you know, whatever, but just conversating. Some of them I never even physically met, but still met conversation. You know, I jumped into the world of Facebook and all that kind of shit. You know, really didn't have much of a need for it outside of promoting the music until then. Up until then, I would just only promote music on it. But at that point, it was kind of like, you know, I used it for more. And actually, I tell you one thing about it. You actually get to know somebody more that way as far as what their thought process is than you do in the club. Now, you can argue down the fact that that might not really be them in that picture. And when you meet somebody in the club in person, that you actually get a chance to at least see them first. But like I said, that is the representative at the club. They in their best. You know what I'm saying? Can you take them at their worst? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But my whole thing that I'm trying to get across to everybody is, A, the question that I pose is, have you or would you hook up with somebody that you met on the internet? You understand what I'm saying? Would you do that? And if you have, I'd like to hear how it went for you. You know, if you got a nightmare story where you like, man, fuck, that, you know what I'm saying? it was the same dude, but dude had pictures up from like 10 years ago. And that motherfucker like 100 pounds fatter or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I get that. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the side question that I was asking, I posed that question, and I also asked another question. I said, yo, even if you do call somebody or meet somebody on the internet or whatever, you understand? That's cool. And like I said, I got no problem with that. All right? But some people like to say they don't fuck with the internet shit because it kill relationships. I don't know how many times I've had fucking some ignorant motherfucker. First of all, let me just kill you ASAP. Look, motherfucker, if the internet can fuck up your relationship is fucked up already. Before you had that MySpace, before you had that goddamn Facebook page, your shit was fucked up. How can an inanimate object such as the internet fuck up your relationship? If your man or your woman flirting with another motherfucker, you check their inbox. First of all, kill yourself. You're going behind checking the motherfucking inbox like it's the phone. You know me. We don't check the phones over here at K100. Pump your brakes, shawty. Pump your brakes. Stay the fuck out the phone. Stay the fuck out the goddamn, out the Facebook inbox. All that shit there. We don't do those. We grown. But if you did go there, or they just happened to leave it up one day, and you just happened to mosey along, you know, see some shit you ain't want to see, with your nosy ass. All right? And now you want to blame Facebook and MySpace and whatever the fuck else because your goddamn significant other cheating on your motherfucking ass. Well, whatever reason they cheating, whatever reason they flirting, whatever you saw, stop blaming the goddamn... I hate motherfuckers put the blame on anything but what it is. Your shit already fucked up. That motherfucker ain't happy where he was at. They stepping out. It ain't the internet fault. It's your goddamn fault. You fucked up. Or they fucked up. Don't blame it on the internet. I ain't get 1,000 people saying that. Nah, I don't fuck with Facebook, man. That shit'll kill your relationship. Nah, quit fucking all them hoes. Ladies, quit fucking all them other dudes or whatever the fuck you doing. Quit doing all that damn flirting that your ass be doing. And goddamn it, everybody can be copacetic with this shit. Okay? So that's another question, man. A lot of people be like, yo, if you're in a relationship, you don't need to have no Facebook. You don't need to have no MySpace. Fuck out of here. But goddamn it, you don't need to have no job. You don't need to go to the club, out to eat, to the motherfucking store. You don't need to do shit. Just sit in the motherfucking house, stay up in that motherfucking face 24/7 then. Because the bitch gonna do what they do. All right? Stop blaming MySpace for your shit. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? Real talk. Now, like I said, I have tried an internet hookup before. And it worked out. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really had any problems. Met somebody that I actually literally met on the internet. That's how we met. Never met him before until then. You know? And we hooked up. We went out. We kicked it. They looked like their picture. They wasn't like, you know, I don't have any horror stories from the shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't find a wife on there, you know. But, I mean, at that time, I really wasn't looking for a fucking wife, nigga. Get it? You get it? Mission accomplished. Right. Anyway, let me get on to the point. Okay? I just want to know, I got a couple callers out here. You know, nobody's wanting to raise their hand. But that's what it is, man. I mean, I just want to know, have you, oh, hold on a second. My co-host is here. It's not his fault he's late today. I had him on a mission today, people. Did you go up there?
Hey,
huh?
I want to tell y'all something, man. He Reds affiliated, man. K100 Scratch League Street Team, man. I'm going to get this shit done either way it go, partner.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? For the motherfucking police who pulled me over, that was real cool and got there, took the K100 car, partner. I appreciate that shit, man. I'm here now. You know what I'm talking about?
You walk out there with a strap?
Ha, nigga!
Did you go out there with a strap?
Nigga, get with it or get gone, nigga. You know what I'm saying? This is what I motherfucking do.
Damn it, man. What he said to you?
He didn't say shit. It was just like, hey. Let me talk to you for a minute.
Right. He asked you for the license.
Yeah. You know, I said, shit, whatever you're looking for, I got it, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like, shit, walk me to the car, you know, make sure everything was cool, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I was like, man, you know, we got a little internet radio going on, too. You know, I'm late for my little thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
He was like, you know, try to learn something about it. I said, look, man, I really need to go but take the car. He took the car, you know, made sure nigga straight.
You get
it? I appreciate that, partner. And the police took the goddamn K100 car. Need to come on with it.
Damn it, man. Hope he calls in and learns some game. Anyway, so
get it, nigga.
I see a couple callers got their hand raised. I'm finna come to you, caller. So let me go ahead and pose a question to the co-host since he just came and joined us. You know what I'm saying? P-Rez just stepped in the building. He was on a promotional run, handling business for the show. That's what we do around here. We multifaceted. We got many hats we wearing. Damn it. Okay. So basically the question is, dog, have you ever met a motherfucking bitch that you ever, like, goddamn just met online? Or have you, will you? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, man, I ain't even with that shit. But have you ever, or will you? If you haven't, will you? You understand? Meet a chick online. Have you ever went out one that you just met online? You ain't never known before then. You was on MySpace, Google, what the fuck ever. And that's where you met that ass. And goddamn it, you went out and it went down.
Man, I'm going to keep this shit 100, man.
Uh-huh.
Personally, I haven't.
Right.
But I got a popped up my man.
Uh-huh.
That man got internet all over the dick, man. You know what I'm saying? He on the site. And I take my hat off to him, man, because he smashes some dimes, man. I ain't even going to lie.
Yeah.
It made me want to goddamn put me a motherfucking profile up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? See if goddamn dick can go, like, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to front, man. I did it. And, like I said, when I was in a relationship, whatever, you know, it bypassed me just how popular that shit had got. When I got out single, got my own place, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, I'm finna just try this right here. Of course, I was going out. I'm a social nigga. I go to the club and do all that shit. I was meeting chicks like that too. But also, why not try this? Because from what I was seeing, I was like, everybody was like, yo, nigga, you slipping on the internet.
Yeah, but you know
slipping.
The killer, when he pulled me to the side, the killer is the ages from motherfucking 27 through 35,
right,
nigga.
Right.
That got they shit together.
Right, right.
Them, you know what I'm talking about?
And they don't, the crazy part, them women right there, them the ones that don't really want to go to the club.
Exactly.
When I was talking to a lot of them, they was like, I don't really like going to the club. I'd rather be on the internet, whatever, because shit, I mean, the niggas at the club be bullshit, they childish and blah, blah, blah. So it's like the ones that you really want to meet, nigga, on some real shit, they don't want to go to the club. They don't want, yo, unless you want your motherfucking broad in the club every motherfucking weekend, and that's what you want, that's cool.
Hey,
everybody
hey,
floats your boat, but a lot
hey,
of the women
hey,
that really was
lie,
like,
man.
A lot of them was like, yo, I don't like club like that, so this is like another alternative,
man,
for
that
me.
Shit, that shit, hey, that nigga was showing me some shit on them sites, man.
Right.
From 27 to 35, I'm talking about women got their motherfucking A game up, nigga.
Yeah.
Fucking out of both legs, nigga. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Both sides, you know what I mean?
Hey, like I said, work for me. Yeah. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, let me go to the line real quick. I think I see Major, he had his hand up. Major. Yo.
Hey, what's up, Blue?
What's happening, my nigga? What's going down? What time for the officers checking in? What it do, homie?
Man, shit. We were doing that shit back in 98 on Yahoo Chat. Me and Chicks are spamming, going down to meeting them down at the AUC. You know, so it ain't no different from meeting a girl anybody any other type of way. You're going to have to meet them and have a conversation with them at some point. You'll find out if they're crazy or not, you know.
Right. I feel you, man.
But look, the only thing about the internet that I felt that's really crazy about this shit.
What?
When you meet the motherfuckers, like, there's nothing for y'all to do but fuck, because you don't talk.
Right, you didn't talk to them.
You know what I'm saying?
You done had a good conversation with their ass.
Hey, they gon' fuck.
I'm telling you, by the time y'all physically meet, dog,
y'all fucking on top.
It's like, because they already, like, they know everything. Y'all don't, because they already extra cautious because it's the internet for some reason, as if a nigga club can't be a killer or some shit. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, by the time they get up the courage to be like, yeah, what's up?
Hey, he hit it right on the head, 27 to 35.
Oh, hell yeah.
27 to 35. That's all you need to type in there.
hey, you know what else? So crazy, though. You ain't got to take that bitch to the movies. You ain't got to take that bitch out to eat.
You might have to at some
point. I'm saying, yeah, at some point. But
yeah.
When y'all get together
yeah.
and y'all going to each other, I see my partner do it.
Right.
I'll be like, goddamn, nigga, shit. What the fuck these hoes
at? Out in line.
It is some folks on there. Some of them on there for a reason.
Yeah, but it's crazy people everywhere, though. That's what I'm trying to get people
motherfuckers
to see.
Motherfuckers say next door to you, you don't motherfucking know it.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I done had some crazy women in my life, and guess what? All the crazy ones I did have in my life, I ain't even meet them on the internet.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's
I have been involved with some crazy bitches, and none of them met on the internet. I met them in person first.
Yeah, that's that rule he say, that hand fucking. See, when you just fuck them like that, someone can't take that, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But to all the bitches that can, keep taking the dick.
Right.
Well, y'all, wild.
I'm just saying, though, man. I'm just asking the question. You know what I'm saying? Will you? You know, so you said you down with it. You know what? I'm anticipating that most guys going to be with it, and I'm anticipating most females going to be like, I don't know. Because they're going to be the ones that's like, oh, it'd be crazy. You know, the media and just in general, people put it out there like, you know, the internet is dangerous. It's creepy people on the internet. And you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, because me myself, I ain't did it in about a year. You know, I kind of laid off from that stuff. But, you know, shoot, it is what it is. You know, it's out there.
Yeah, I haven't really been doing it. I haven't really been doing it, you know what I'm saying, you know, recently. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I still, like I said, I will say I have done it. And for me, it was cool. You know, I met cool people. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't meet no crazy motherfuckers. Wasn't nobody using their sister picture. You understand? All that shit like that. Now, nah. First of all, before we actually meet, nigga, you know I'm gonna be like, yo, send me a picture from your phone. Call me. You know you're gonna graduate and get up to the next point.
But,
you feel what I'm saying?
But you know what though? My partner, man, this shit so crazy. Bitches don't even be sending no picture they fade no more, man. They just sending you what they want you to have, man. I'm like, goddamn, nigga, you got a goddamn phone full of goddamn questions, nigga. You can't have no motherfucking old lady.
Right. Mm. I don't know. All right, well, okay, we got one person that said they with it. Anybody else?
Let me text my partner, man, and tell him.
You got some fakers out there, Blue. They don't want to admit it.
But I'm saying, but listen, this is what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. Everybody that's listening to the show, listen, man. I'm trying to get them to understand that what is it? You wouldn't sit there and say you don't go to the club or you embarrassed by going to the club and meeting the motherfucker. So I'm trying to get them to understand that it's 2010. This is a way of life. This is the digital era. You understand what I'm saying? This is how people meet now. Another option. You feel me? I understand when it first came. Right. I understand when it first came out, you could say that, oh, because you really was only geeks that really even you. But now regular fucking people, everyday Joes, use the internet all the time. Not just geeks. You understand? So my whole thing is, why would you assume that it's, why would something be wrong with it? You know what I'm saying? Why would you fake about that? If you have done it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't asking you, did you meet him and fuck him the first night, ladies? It's not what I'm asking. I don't want to get in your business like that, even though I know some of y'all have.
No, that's how it goes.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. But, you know, just have you even, I ain't even asking that you fuck. I'm just saying.
Man, hold on.
You go out.
You know if they on the internet and they on the motherfucking site and they talking to a nigga and meet a nigga, at some point in time, yeah, man, quit playing.
I mean, well, I'm talking about, did they fuck that night? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to get them to understand that this shit ain't about trying to, what the fuck are you embarrassed about, for real, about answering this question honestly? You feel what I'm saying? Whether your answer was yes or no, it don't matter.
Well, to all y'all that got somebody that don't want to put y'all business out there that ain't telling the truth, I you know, if you're doing something on the side, that's just what you're doing.
Well, you know, you just listen to
but all y'all other motherfuckers that really, really do it every day, man, come on, man. Call in, man. But I'm finna call my father and make him call up here.
Right.
He don't call your bitches out. Believe it.
No, give me his number. We won't call him.
Oh, yeah.
We got a new feature on the show now. We can dial out motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna just be randomly calling motherfuckers now, cuz. You know what I'm saying? I need to call motherfuckers' phones. All right, dog. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you calling. Hey, Major, stay on the line, dog. All
right, man. I'll be here.
All right. We got somebody. Who else done came? So what's some... Colonel Key is here now.
What's
our other host? What's going down with you?
Boy, let me get
a set of headphones real quick.
I ain't gonna talk about it today. I can't talk about it. Okay. I definitely can't talk about it today.
Oh, she came in here with this tight jeans on. Like the conga donk.
They don't want none of this shit tonight, baby.
It's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night for P-Reg.
Hey, look, I'm telling y'all, nigga, one thing, man. Ain't no flapping over here, man. You got to wrestle this partner. That's a wrestling match, man. You got to tag. You might need some help, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even been the bullshit to them.
Oh,
last time she looked like she would wash the clothes, but this time, boy, hey.
Hey, I be trying not to show up. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, she's showing up, fella.
I'm getting harassed.
Let's get her situated. All right.
Yeah. I got to do the show blindfold tonight, partner.
All right. So, you already know, you pretty much know what we're talking about already.
Come on now, put them on that.
All right. Have you ever met somebody on the internet? Have you ever went out on a date with somebody that you met on the internet? How did it go?
Yeah, hell.
Oh, shit.
Let's hear it.
This not sounding like it went good.
No, it didn't.
What happened? Tell the people what happened. Tell them what happened.
I mean, dude was cool, but his teeth was fucked up. I can't do it.
Oh, you couldn't see his teeth over the internet?
Can't see his teeth now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had a smile, but nigga, your mouth was kind of closed. But when I met you and you opened your mouth, instantaneously, it was done.
Damn it, man.
Done, daughter.
As soon as he opened the grill.
Yeah, I can't fuck with them bad teeth.
Damn it, man. Now, see, okay, okay.
I like to get my cat ate.
Okay, so, okay. Oh.
That shit.
This nigga here is a head freak. The fuck is... That's all she talks about is getting
her
teeth
ate. That's all y'all talk about. It's getting your dick sucked.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're right, Mr. Slurp and Burp.
Okay, Slurp and Burp right here, too.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's why you're officer in the Army. You know what I'm saying? But look, so... Okay, that's a drawback. That's a drawback. I will openly admit that is a drawback to the internet shit. You know, you don't know exactly what they look like, and you can't see teeth, and you can't
tell they swag online.
Right. You can't tell.
You can't see if they need that proactive either,
yep.
Nigga.
Bad breath.
Body odor.
All that. You can't tell none of that. Okay, you're right. You're right about all that right there. Okay.
And by the way, I heard when y'all was saying, you know, that automatically mean you fucking know it don't.
What you talking about?
Because even if I meet up with somebody that I met online, we going like...
Because you always got to be fucking difficult. That's
because you're not getting my pussy. I don't know you. Then I tell you what happened to niggas I get this pussy to. Go bananas. You can't get it.
This nigga here, man. What?
This nigga here, man. Hey, she might be telling the truth. She might not.
Oh, P-Red get to see me today, man. Yeah, nigga.
Everything changing now.
Hey.
You want me to come wash your laundry now?
Y'all could. Okay. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Call us in. We had a couple callers that was listening, but nobody's hitting the number one. So, I'm going to get ready. We 40 minutes in. Let me go ahead and run a song real quick. Hopefully, everybody will call in and get ready to hit us up. Going towards that last hour, all right? So, since we talking about internet hookups, I made a song just for this motherfucking purpose, all right? This is Blizzom featuring EUS, Digital Love. Let's run it.
It's the revolution, man. Yeah. It's all the MySpaces. Everybody on Twitter, that tweet. Okay, all the blog spots. All right, everybody doing the Google search. You know what I'm saying? I made this for y'all, man. Thank you.
And we back. That was a little joint I put together. You know what actually inspired me to make that motherfucking record?
What?
I had just smashed a chick I met on the internet.
Dion!
You know who you are! My motherfucking partner. What time, you know what I'm saying? Actually made me inspire me to write that song though, for real. Cause I was like, damn, that was my first time ever doing it, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, this shit is actually fucking true. Like, people actually do be going online, meeting.
That's a good book.
Yeah, it's pretty good smash. Yeah.
That's why you got that record, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was that was a little inspiration why I made that song. You know what I'm saying? You know, we still cool, we still friends. We don't kick it no more, you know what I'm saying? But shouts out to her. If she listening, one time, that was for you. She's actually sitting right there when I wrote that song.
Wow.
You can still write after y'all finish?
I'm talking about not like right
now. Uh-oh,
she's calling them out. I mean, not actually like right.
All right, we're going to the 904. What's happening?
What's up? What's the topic?
Hey, what's up? It's my homie Mike G. Mike G, what's happening, man?
Mike Jeezy, baby.
Hey, we talking about, hey, have you ever hooked up with a chick on the internet that you met on the internet?
Man,
you ever met somebody on the internet and hooked up with them and actually smashed them?
Man, they used to call me the internet Mac.
I already said, most of the niggas going to be like, yo, for real? You know what I'm saying? The niggas with it. I'm asking people like, are you really with that? Do you think that shit is lame or whatever? You know, because a lot of people still feel like the internet, hooking up on the internet is kind of like for geeks and fat people who don't, you know what I'm saying? Or people who got some crazy shit to hide or something like that. And I'm trying to get motherfuckers to understand that it ain't like that.
On the real, 9 times out of 10 on the female end, it does seem to be like that. But definitely not on the man end.
What you mean? So you saying the females be not what they are? Or what you mean?
Exactly.
A lot of time.
Now my co-host said that's some bullshit. My co-host said she goddamn met a nigga on the internet and he was all suave, smooth on the goddamn site. And then nigga opened his grill in person and it was the wrap. That nigga whole shit was fucked up. The whole grill piece.
Like he been chewing off some damn cinder blocks or something. Fuck, nigga, what?
Bring
So you saying you down with that? Say what?
That happens on both ends. That happens on both ends, but you know. But a lot of females are just so they say, come on now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One time, if they just show their face, if all they show is their face, if they don't show you their whole body, run. Just brush out while you just turn around shooting back, nigga. Don't even look back. Just shoot back.
Not all time.
You showed your whole body.
Just do like they do in the movies. Hey, be like in the movies when you're ready.
I don't like to show my whole body online. Like, unless you're one of my Facebook friends, you will see my whole body. I don't like to show my whole body. And people be looking, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole shit I was trying to get away from.
What you mean?
Because when I'm out, you know, I don't have no problem meeting people. But the first thing, they be like, damn, shorty got a fat ass. She fine as hell. You know, that shit get old.
How the hell that get old?
Y'all be harassing me. I can't go to the damn grocery store.
You know you like when a nigga says you got a nice ass. I ain't trying to hear that bullshit.
Mike. Hey, that shit real. Hey, Mike, you already know these goddamn women love that attention, man. I don't know why they be playing like that.
But see, I know, but
y'all don't like it when a nigga just be all like disrespectful. Like, hey, bitch, you know, we get mad. But you like when a nigga goddamn to compliment you and be like, damn, you look good.
But see, a lot of them, that's the only thing they can see. That's all they see is like what you look like. They can't get past that shit. I can say, nigga, your mama a cross-eyed bitch. They be like, okay, you still got a nice ass, you know? Fucked up.
What you about to say, Mike?
Call my mama cross-eyed bitch. I got something
for you. The second that nobody commenting on her shape and how nice a shape she got, her
she gonna burn them clothes up. She gonna burn them clothes up.
Hold up. What you say? What you say, Mike?
I said the second nobody is commenting on her body, she gonna get a complex about it. Like, damn, what's wrong with me? Everybody used to say I was fine. I must be putting on weight. Something
right.
wrong with me now.
Right. You already know that's what they do,
but
man.
But I already know I'm fine. It's just, I don't want to hear that shit all the time. Because I know I
see. Come on, man. You know what? That's for goddamn every woman out there that know goddamn where they love a nigga to goddamn tell them they look good. That's for y'all, ladies. I murked her ass. She is not immune. She can get it. Listen. Listen. Hey, Mike. So we got one more. I see Carlos. I'm coming to you. I see everybody with their hand up. Don't hang up. We coming. So one other side of the question, Mike, was this. Do you think that Facebook, MySpace, or all these other sites can fuck up a relationship?
Yeah, of course, man. You forgot who you talking to. That shit fucked up mine a couple weeks ago.
That's why I asked him. Look, this is the nigga that was the member who was on the...
It's the dude with the bunny.
Yeah, with the white girl. The white girl on the left his ass. You know what I'm saying?
I remember y'all ass. Nah, but she bring bitches home, right? Right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, Mike.
She called me chatting online on Facebook. I left the shit open. I left it for a minute. Had to make a run, come back. She just looking at me. She seen a whole little conversation I had with like an old friend of mine.
God, I mean,
it wasn't nothing. I was just flirting and shit, but you know.
Mike, Facebook, Mike.
Yeah.
This for you. Get your fucking self. Nigga, why the fuck you gonna leave with a computer logged on? Nigga, where your motherfucking game at?
Nah, y'all think y'all shit so tight. Y'all think y'all shit tight, bro.
Fuck is wrong with him?
Oh,
now you done fucked it up with your
own. No, I didn't leave. No, dog, I ain't leave it open. I had logged off the computer. She had signed on the computer and then went to. And my shit popped up. And she got notes.
But once again, Mike.
I went off on her. I said, shit, I don't need to be a.
Hold on. Let me tell you right now. Let me tell you why you're wrong about what you're saying. The main point I'm trying to get you to understand is, and I want everybody to understand this, that say Facebook fuck up your relationship. Nigga, Facebook don't fuck your relationship up. You fuck your relationship up. Right? You was chatting with the other bitch. Facebook didn't make you chat with the other bitch. You did that. And that's why you got fucked up. So basically, your actions did.
Yeah, nigga, you ain't making no better talking about. You fucked up your shit on my damn my wall. Yeah, that gave her ammunition to laugh at me. She's like, leave your boy know how you are. Look.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You know how you are.
Wait a minute. I had nothing to do with that. All I did was, hold on. Let me tell y'all what happened. Everybody listening. All of a sudden, I know his girlfriend is my friend too on Facebook. All of a sudden on Facebook, the little shit pop up. Ashley is now single. Damn. What the fuck happened? I don't know. All I said was, damn, nigga, don't tell me you done fucked up. Your girl talking about she's single. What the hell? I mean, what? I'm trying to see what you done did.
And she got side
now,
her hand. Hey, she and got once, her saying, cool, so sick.
Right. Once again, he's blaming everybody but his damn self for his fuck up. You got caught slipping, pimping. You got caught slipping.
Man, you got stop shooting me, man.
All right. Yeah! There you go. That's just a three-piece. You'll live.
And she might come back.
Hold on. All right, man. Appreciate you calling in. Yo. We going to the next caller. Yo, 678-410.
Yo, yo.
What's going down?
Think Danero.
What's happening, homie?
What's happening?
Yo, we talking about, man?
What's that talking about? What's that talking about?
Hey, we talking about,
internet
hey.
Internet dating
hey.
Joint.
Yeah. You ever met one on the internet, man, and smashed it?
Nah, that's not my thing.
Hey,
but I do see, they look pretty hot and tempting when I look, though, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I like to see what I'm trying to get at, you know?
Right. Okay, well, so you ain't even really with meeting the chicks on the internet then?
I mean, nah. I ain't gonna style like. I'm loving the show. I'm loving how it's going down. But you know, I like to see what I'm hollering at and stuff like that. But the Facebook joint, you know, that do kind of mess up relationships though. Trying to meet with your old shorty, seeing what she looking like, seeing what she about now. That's crazy right there. That'll get you messed up in the game.
So I mean, but Dink, real talk though. You don't feel like if you ain't doing nothing wrong on Facebook, what can possibly go wrong? Like, I'm trying to get people to, because people be like, yo, Facebook be fucking up your relationships. I'm like, nigga, you fucking up your relationship, nigga. Or you, or the chick, you feel me? If y'all are cheating or whatever, flirting or doing whatever online, it ain't the Facebook that's fucking it up. It's y'all shit. Y'all shit is fucked up because if your relationship ain't kosher or whatever, or either you just a dog nigga or she just a hoe, you going to do what you do anyway. It ain't really Facebook fault. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah. A lot of people be like, yo, Facebook can fuck your shit up. Nah, nigga, if you get on Facebook and just do you and just don't be doing all that, man, you doing all that, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't, yeah.
But it's like, too, you can put it like, what if there was no Facebook, would you be fucking up, though?
Say what now?
But if there was no Facebook, would you be fucking up, though?
Because
it's like, most of the shorties that you meet and or seeing is some shorty that you knew back then, high school, maybe junior high.
Right.
Something of that nature. You knew in your hood, you know what I'm saying? Or you just may have a general interest in her. You know what I mean? But.
Okay, so my thing is, even before Facebook, people were still fucking up. So,
right.
If it's somebody you know back from the hood or somebody you just met at the gas station, you'll fuck up anyway. If that's what you want to do, that's what you're going to do, whether it's a new person or an old person. That's just,
well,
you're just using Facebook as an excuse, like, oh, yeah, you know, I was just shorty, you know. I get that shit some, oh, yeah, I had a crush on you in school, nigga. No, you didn't. You like them thick, I was skinny. You did not have a crush on me. Get the fuck out of here.
I feel both of y'all's ways, yes.
All right, so we got one guy that said he really not with that. He said he wanna see him up front. Dick, you, so far, you the only dude that's like, nah, because the rest of us, we like, nigga, we mashing him. Off the internet.
Right.
I told everybody off the
you
top.
Know what?
I did.
Let me tell you, Blaze. My bully, he's into that. Like, and I went on a few, like, double dates with him.
Uh-huh.
Messed with him. And those experiences was bad experiences because the shorties that he showed me that we was actually going to see, those wasn't the shorties that, you know what I'm saying?
that's why you feel how you feel. You
yeah.
had a bad experience.
Where Big Bully Streets at? Tell Big Bully Streets to call in.
Hold on a second. Yo, D.
Yeah.
Don't hang up.
Yeah,
I'm finna call Bully.
Hold on.
I'm finna call Bully. Don't hang up. I'm dialing out. This is my new feature I got, yo. I got a dial out feature, yo. Hold on a second. I can call people now, right? From the show. Hold on. I gotta put his number in. I'm finna call this nigga. I'm gonna see if you verify. Did he set you up with some old fake ass shit on the internet?
Let's put him on blast, man.
612-9. I'm dialing him out right now. Hold on.
All the listeners out there, man.
Hold on, Dink. If he answer the phone, we'll go get him. He might not answer the phone. I love this feature right here.
This nigga worse than cheaters.
Hey, Bully.
Hello?
Bully.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, nigga? Yo, what's up, man? It's Blizz, man.
What's going on?
Yo, we on the show, man. We live on the show. I'm calling you from the radio show, nigga.
Oh, what up? It's goody.
Hey, Bully, check this out.
Yo, listen,
we got Dink on the phone. Yo, so we talking about, like, hey, have you ever met bitches on the internet? Would you be down with meeting chicks on the internet and all that? And the nigga's like, yo, he can't fuck with it because he had a bad experience, man. He said you hooked him up with some bitches and them hoes weren't what they appeared to be.
Oh, yo.
Yo,
I don't even know what you're talking about. First of all, he sent me a fraudulent pic. The pic was fraudulent. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go do that real quick because he had a sister. So we went over there, and she was like off to 400. We get over there, so these bitches, all they do is smoke cigarettes, see? They had cigarettes everywhere. They had cigarettes in, like, cups, drinking cups. They had no furniture and shit. They had nasty bitches. Yo, was nasty as fuck. And she wanted to touch me. Yo, she had me on the girl.
Hey, yo, hey, Boozer, we just had to verify that shit because we was like, yo, dude, why yo fuck with the bitches on the internet? So he was the only nigga that was like, yo, he can't do it. So we like, got to be a reason. So now we know. Okay, okay, Jake. All right, Bully.
All right, all right.
All right. Really? Yo.
Really, team spirits, man.
All right, man. Hey, Dink.
All right, Blaze. What
hey,
up, man?
Hey, keep tuning in. I'm going to play one of your joints tonight, too. All right?
All right, cool, man.
All right, homie. So, okay, now we have one verified bullshit run with the internet, bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Them nigga went over there. Them nigga went over to Newport, Texas. Them nigga met them Newport.
I'm going to start using that feature more. That's the first time I did that. I'm going to start blowing you motherfuckers up. I'm going to start calling y'all numbers. Nobody's safe, nigga. I'm coming. You should have never let me goddamn Oh, it's over. We want to call. This is a call, motherfucker. I just want to call another motherfucker. Whoever.
Oh, prank calling?
We going to start. We can prank call. I want to call. Yo, who you want to call? Y'all tell me who to call. I'm going to try and find the number. I'm going to fuck who it is. Nobody's safe now. All y'all motherfuckers out here that be calling in and just be listening, don't be hearing the number. None of you motherfuckers is safe. I'm coming. Business. Damn it. Man. That's what's up. So, hey, 347-934-0966. I got like 10 people on the line. Hit the number one if you want to holler at me, though, so I can come to you. Hit the number one on your keypad. Aha. Like that. Here we go. Shay Shay, what's happening, baby?
What's up?
We're going down. What's happening?
Hey.
Officer, take it in. What's going on, baby? You heard us. You heard us. You already know what the discussion is about. What you got to say about it?
What I got to say. You know what, though? But that's what's up, though. That's the new thing. That's the new thing because you can check people out, and, you know, they don't even know you really be checking them out. It's like, you know, you can check them out.
Hell, wait a minute.
Facebook,
what you said? You can check them out and don't know they're checking you. What you mean?
They don't even know you be checking them out, you know, and you just be chatting and stuff like that, feeling them out, seeing what they're talking about, seeing what they're about and stuff like that. You know, you can check people out on the fly before you even say anything.
Right. Which one you prefer?
What's that?
Would you prefer meeting somebody at the club or on the internet?
No, probably on the internet. If I don't meet you in person, you know, or something, then, you know, we don't do the club thing. You can't, because when I go to the club, I'm there to hang out, socialize, get my drink on, celebrate. I ain't got time for no in-depth conversation. I mean, you know, I'm there for high and by. We can't really talk at the club.
I mean, but everybody swear that the club is the spot.
Who meet people at the club?
It ain't my
spot.
Man,
come on, I ain't heard about that shit.
Huh?
I hate me.
Oh.
I know. I don't meet people at the club. Don't talk to me.
27 to 35. 27 to 35. They can't do that. All right, fellas, we giving you some game, fellas. Get your internet game up, nigga.
Look, kids just don't go to the club where they meet people.
They might need to get on the internet, or they might have to go to Walmart because they ain't gonna meet me at the club.
That's what I'm saying, Shane. That's what. Hey, it's
just
the club right
now. Hey.
You got a stalker.
Walmart.
I'm telling you.
I
don't know. I got a stalker, Shay. I got a
gremlin
at Walmart.
Shut up.
Shut
up. But he paid for the dude look like Shrek at Walmart. I told her she got to get rid of him.
Now, I said, nigga, unless you pay for their groceries, I ain't got nothing to say to you.
Boy, y'all women hell, man. So, okay. So, Shay, do you think that the internet sites can ruin your relationship? That's the other part of the question. Do you think that it's people say FB can fuck your shit up. Like Dink was like early, he was like, yo, it can fuck you up. But then I had to break it down to him like, yo, it's not really the site, it's your actions on the site. It's like the age hotel, a motherfucker, a gun can't kill a motherfucker, a dummy with a gun can kill a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly,
you gotta squeeze the trigger.
Exactly.
The gun is an inanimate object until you point that trigger and squeeze it. All right? You understand what I'm saying? So it's like with the internet, unless you on there doing some shit you ain't got no business doing, your relationship should be good. So do you feel like Facebook and shit is detrimental to your relationship or what?
No, I don't feel like that because it's what you doing. You know, that's just the internet. Everybody is on the internet. A phone can mess up your relationship. If that's the case, it's what you do with it.
It's okay.
A phone can fuck you up, nigga.
If a nigga is being nosy, you know, okay, well, then that's how they fucking they self up. They ain't messing up your relationship. They fucking it up for themselves.
Right.
No business looking at something that ain't got your name on it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it really has been crazy. You know what I'm saying the whole digital era has changed. That's why motherfuckers always getting caught.
Look,
too many ways to get caught.
The phone ain't fucking your relationship up. It's the motherfucking check in your phone that's fucking it up. Bitch, don't touch my goddamn phone.
Kill yourself. Don't touch my fucking phone, bitch. Bitch. Touch my goddamn phone.
Hey, I'm telling every motherfucking woman, you touch my motherfucking phone and go through it, nigga, I got setup shots of this motherfucker. So pick it up if you want to.
That's
I'm a man.
Up, what's going on somebody else's internet, you know, whatever. Leave those computers alone.
All right. Well, we got Shay Shay logged in and saying check on the internet dating. You ever, hey Shay. Hey, Shay. You ever met a guy from the internet and fucked him?
I plead the fifth.
Myself before, and like I said, you do actually get to know the person way, way better than you would if you just conversate with a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, you know, in a whim while you out and about, you know what I'm saying. And like P. Red said, I do feel like a lot of times it'd be going down when you be meeting people off the internet kind of easy because you feel like you know that motherfucker. Like, what else can y'all talk about? Y'all been chatting back and forth and chatting. Shit, ain't nothing left to do but goddamn eat and fuck. Let's drink, let's get to it.
Because you already got all the little intricacies out of the way.
Yeah.
You talk to a motherfucker on the internet more than goddamn 21 days. It's over.
See? Shay gets it.
hey, we got Colonel T here.
That's all right. I'm going to tell you that proudly.
I've been too scared to go somewhere, like, by myself with them. Like,
well,
I
mean,
if I just met them, I'm saying, like,
is your
she, might,
you met them
she might have went out with him a couple times and then fucked him. But, like, if I meet somebody and it's the first time we met, I'm not going nowhere in no private space with you. We're going to be in public the whole time.
Okay, that's with anybody you meet. If you meet a dude at Walmart, you ain't going to go in no private space with him. So
but some people do.
But you, listen, that's a trait that you're not going to do anyway. So
hell no, I ain't doing that shit.
Right. No, you ain't going to do it.
And then if you do something fucked up, I ain't even calling you no more. So that's probably why I ain't fucking nobody. I met up.
You said it got cheaper. That's what it was.
Hey, give this motherfucker this yelling black tape.
I just gave it up after
this
that.
This motherfucker here costs us a motherfucker.
Right.
This motherfucker scared got that crank on car without pressing the brake. She costs us.
Better say sorry. Better say
right.
Exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with being a little bit cautious. You have to be, especially when it's dealing with the internet.
Exactly.
Why? Don't say that.
Because,
you know,
I'm
going to
say that, and let me
tell
you why, because not everybody.
Just as cautious when meeting people. Don't say especially, just say you got to be cautious, period. The internet is not any more dangerous than meeting anybody anywhere. That's what I'm trying to get people to do.
Well, what I mean by especially cautious, because like y'all mentioned before, you know, somebody might look like one thing on the computer, or might say something or whatever, and in person it might be a whole different story. You know, I ain't never had a bad experience, but, you know, you just got to be careful. Because you don't know. You don't know what you're going to get. Because it's not like you're walking up to the person and you, with your own two eyes, visualize them straight up. And
you can kind of pick up a vibe off a person when you meet them in person. You can kind of pick up a vibe.
So you think all the goddamn women that Ted Bundy stuffed in the back of that motherfucking trunk got that vibe first?
They might. It might have been.
Fuck no, they didn't.
What was already
You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers didn't get no vibe. It's like whatever. You know what
I
mean?
But they said he was really
had that swag.
Right. His swag.
That's why when you were talking about, man, Key, why you be waiting? Why you be dragging shit out? I don't drag it out, nigga. I'm going to get some time. I'm going to wait this bitch out. I'll wait it out first. I need to see.
I mean, I'm not saying me.
You ain't got
never
time.
You ain't got
never
time.
I'm saying, I'm not. Don't try to make it seem like I'm saying every time you meet a guy, you got to fuck him ASAP. I'm just saying, don't treat the internet people, the people that you meet on the internet, any different from anywhere else. Give them the same amount of time. If it takes you 2 months to fuck a nigga you met in the club, then 2 months to fuck a nigga on the internet. What's the difference? You don't fucking, once you visually see that he look like his pictures, that pretty much should be it. You actually should be
looks
more
everything.
Him. Huh?
Looks not everything.
Bro,
like
no,
it.
You ain't listen to what I'm saying. No, hold up.
After
what I'm
done
saying.
Talk to him
after you
done
talk to him and vibe and all that, and then you actually physically, that's because that's the only other barrier that you haven't crossed. Once you physically meet that person, and then they are physically like what you thought they would be, what else is it now? Y'all done talked about everything under the sun on the internet.
Wait on this.
Man, I swear.
Hey,
bro,
you
sweat. No, we need to have that topic again. I'm just saying, man. That's I don't understand what the fuck is the difference. You know what I'm saying?
How long a nigga gotta wait? Shit.
Ain't no goddamn wait.
Well, I can see some. I need to see some papers.
Some what?
Papers.
Oh, no. Some,
your health papers,
see
nigga.
What I'm saying?
All right, Keith. I got mine. I keep mine in the car.
Oh, shit.
What?
Here we go.
I got my shit.
Here we go.
Current.
You
got to
be
it's
safe,
gone.
Too.
I'm not even, you know what, that's you know
that's
what, a whole other show.
I
yeah, that's a whole other show.
I want
now,
health
you know.
You got health insurance? No, oh, can't fuck with you.
Because he ain't got health insurance.
Because you ain't, that mean your shit ain't checked, nigga.
He could have went to Grady, nigga.
Yeah, right.
To the clinic,
right.
To the hood.
Right. Right, for real.
Niggas went to the hood clinic all the time.
Right.
Hey, Shay, you better tell about the clinic and the babies. Oh, swole, niggas, stay up in that bitch.
That's a problem, too.
I'm just saying.
What hell do people be in that, too, now?
Go. But they go. But they go.
You
tripping, man.
Burning.
She tripping. She tripping. All right, Shay. I'm hanging up with Shay.
Boy, this nigga
y'all got a line full of callers. Holler at me, man. Hit the number 1-347-934-0966. All my callers that's on the air. Hit the number 1 on your keypad so I can know that you want to holler at me. All right? Got to hit the number 1 on your keypad so I can know that you want to holler at me. I don't want to come to you and have no dead space. But if you test me, I will open up this motherfucking line.
Hey, and you remember when I was telling you about that time one of my Facebook friends, he was like, hey, I hit you up on BlackPlanet.com and you didn't ever respond. I was like, nigga, I ain't even on Black Planet. They was like, hey, somebody got your profile picture on there. I was like, what? So that's that shit right there. You don't never know.
Oh, what profile? They got you looking back at your ass or something?
I don't look back at it. I just turn, just peek, and it's there.
But, next caller, man. This motherfucker hearing her goddamn
I'm just
ass.
I'm just saying. Hey, 50.
960, get at me.
Hey,
what's going on? It's Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, what's happening, man? What's up with the officer checking in? Go ahead, Keisha.
Hey.
Go ahead, Keisha. All Keisha, right. You ever met anybody on the internet and hooked up with them?
No. I mean, no. I've talked to people online, but I've never physically met anybody, no. I've rekindled some old friendships, but I've never met anybody random new.
Would you do it? I mean, you got a problem with it? You think something wrong
no.
with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it. It's just something I have not done.
Oh, okay. So, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. So you will do it. You just haven't.
Right, exactly. Like, whenever I first got divorced, I was on, what is it, Black People Meet for like a month. But I feel like, why am I going to pay to meet somebody when I can just go out in public and find somebody just the same?
Well, I mean, you can, when you go out, you're still going to spend money if you go into like the club or anything like that. Hey, let me tell y'all something, man.
Right, but
it's cheaper. The internet shit is cheaper. Hold on. I take that back. Hold the fuck up. Let me stop right here.
Yeah,
I forgot to tell y'all the major upside to me goddamn meeting somebody and mashing from the internet. I might have spent a total of $30 max at the whole ordeal.
See, that type of shit I be talking about.
You go out to the motherfucking club, you got to get fresh. You got to pay your way to get in. If you ride clean, you got to pay to park your car because you don't want to ride off with your shit. You know what I'm saying? You hit over 100 just for your over 100 or something for your outfit and getting in. Then you get in there. Now you talk to a bitch. She thirsty. She wants something to drink. Got to buy something to drink. All this shit. If it really is going down and you really is about to mash before you go home, you know you got to stop by Waffle House, another dub or something. Nigga, we almost at $200-$300, nigga, trying to smash.
Hey, you gotta stop and get you some motherfucking.
Hey, everybody, yeah. We got you on deck. You should already had him on deck already.
Right, this should have been on deck.
Right, right. You know what
no.
I'm saying?
Right,
but I mean.
But either way, I mean, even if you, it's a lot cheaper to just go, like we all said already, to go over to Walmart and meet somebody, or even just hang out at a bar. I mean, you don't necessarily have to spend money to go into a bar. You just walk in there. What about the pool hall? You just walk in there. You don't got to spend $200-$300 to go to a pool.
Y'all ladies don't spend shit. Y'all ladies don't never spend shit. Y'all always get in the club free. Y'all get in the club free. Niggas,
right.
Y'all
thank
want to buy y'all the
drinks. When you're a dime.
Y'all want niggas to buy y'all the drinks. Y'all get in free. Y'all ain't got to do nothing but go get a little bullshit skirt for $20 from the goddamn store. That shit is nothing. We got to go spend goddamn $100 for the J's and the goddamn all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
We
done had a shoe discussion. Shut up. Shut the hell up. I ain't finna keep going through this shit with you motherfucking women. We done had the shoe discussion.
Already.
We done been through this.
Maybe have flashbacks to
Campbell's
and
Rose.
Damn it, man.
Oh, not Campbell.
We had a discussion about the shoes. Niggas in their shoes. We done already talked about it. Black women. We already discussed that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go back and listen to the episodes, new callers, because we've already established that with black women, your shoes got to be on point or it's nothing. And that's all I'm going to say about
it. It doesn't necessarily mean they got to be $150, though. On point means they need to be clean and in order. Bottom line, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm gonna go buy some pro wigs.
I'm gonna do some. I'm gonna come with some sketches, nigga.
Sketches high. Don't fuck around. Sketches cost money.
Okay, what? Sketches ain't cheap.
They high. Real talk.
Sketches are not cheap.
I'm gonna get some Tony Hawk Airwalks for like the white boy. You know what I'm saying?
Tony Hawk.
Hey, you know what? I'm
going to
get me some motherfucking
Spider-Man 2
strap.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't going to have no some laces in the strap like my son will and see if I can get something. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to get me some motherfucking Spider-Man 2 strap and put on me a Kucha shirt and some good fresh jeans to see and see what's going to motherfucking happen.
Light up. Them shoes better light up, man. Them things better light up. Better light up.
I'm going to be like, they're grown and they had on some Spider-Man 2 strap. What a white tee and a hat trying to holler at me. Man, hell no.
Hey, Keisha. Keisha, look, Keisha, check it out.
What's
up? So, all right, the other side of the question was, do you think that sites like Facebook, MySpace, do you think they break up relationships? Do you think that, you know, people in relationships really don't need to have them kind of sites? Because a lot of people feel that way. What do you feel about that?
No, I don't think they break up relationships. I think if you trust the person that you're with and they're not doing stupid stuff, then you should be okay. I mean, there shouldn't be an issue with my Facebook or my MySpace or whatever. You ought to be okay looking through it. I'm going to give you my password. I ain't done anything.
Oh, whoa,
else.
whoa. Wait a minute.
Bottom line.
Pump your fucking brakes, Keisha. Nobody's getting the code to the MySpace and the Facebook.
Why?
That's you. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't got no problem because I'm not on there doing anything I don't got no business doing. I'm not doing anything on my Facebook that I wouldn't do in a relationship.
Listen.
I ain't sneaking and freaking.
You don't need that. You don't need
you don't know how to see who you met.
No. You know what?
You like all they status.
No. You just don't need to be.
Your own privacy, though. You still,
yeah. You don't got to have all that. That's like going to somebody's phone. That's like going through somebody's phone, you know? Or going through your girl purse or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck do that?
But listen. It's not that I would just hand it to you and say, go check it if you want. I just don't have a problem giving it to you. I mean, if there's an issue with what I'm doing or who I'm talking to on my Facebook, then you know what? How about you go look and you check it out yourself and see how you feel about it when you're done? That's all I'm saying. It's not like I'm going to just lay it out and be like, here you go. No, absolutely not.
I don't know about that one.
You know, men be tricking off on Facebook. That's
what y'all do.
Y'all do too.
You're right. I'm not going to argue with you about that.
Yeah.
Women do trick off on Facebook.
Right, exactly.
That's as much.
Right, so don't.
And they some tricks and some hoes. We're going to call
exactly.
Them like this.
Hoes all around.
They're going to be tricks and hoes
on the internet.
Listen, if your man going to mash something, he going to mash something, whether it be on Facebook or at Walmart in the goddamn grocery line, he going to try and holler at a broad there. My whole thing about it is, if y'all relationship is fucked up, don't blame it on the website. That's y'all shit is fucked up. That's y'all shit. It ain't got nothing to do with the website. Like I said, guns don't kill people. Stupid with guns kill people. Same thing.
Y'all just
same
greedy.
Same thing.
And the website can replenish your relationship. It can help your relationship.
Yeah.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
What you mean? I don't know. I actually don't know what he's talking about either.
He's trying to say, well, you know, old girl helping, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. So y'all be on some bullshit. That's why people that, say Facebook messed up their relationship. Because they don't know, some people don't know how to handle that type of thing. They don't know how to handle it.
If you ain't happy, exactly. You are just,
I mean,
you just a whole,
example.
Now, if you just a hoe, you going to fuck up your relationship, whether it be on Facebook or anywhere else. You're going to get caught cheating eventually. Just like who else said, somebody, it can be your phone. It don't matter. It ain't got to be Facebook. It can be your phone. It can be anything. It ain't got to be a website. You just going to go down. It's going to go down.
Some people don't get caught. Some people just tell. The other party just tell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now, how? Oh, wait, you're right about the matter of fact. I did one time on Facebook. Now, see, I'm going to tell you nothing. That's not even really Facebook. It's just Facebook. It's a childish motherfucker can fuck up some shit. You know, you got these childish motherfuckers get on Facebook and MySpace and want to go on there putting all their motherfucking business out. They fucking somebody man or some shit like that, you know, and they were.
Oh, yeah.
Or even if they ain't, they can make some shit up.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Just because the baby mama or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they don't like the new girlfriend or some shit, and then come on somewhere like Facebook, put it out there, and once that shit starts spreading, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. Everything's fucked up.
And that's
up.
Some childish shit. And you know that comes from people that's even older than us. It's childish. It's just all about your mentality. If you're too old to be fooling around with somebody else's man, that's ridiculous. And too old to be talking about it on Facebook like it's something cool. I mean, if you're older than 12, you shouldn't be talking about nobody else's person that they with. That's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous and it's childish.
But also, one thing, I'm going to get into a song real quick after this. And I see the rest of my callers. Y'all don't go nowhere. Y'all ain't hitting the number one anyway. I got like a whole bunch of people just listening. But, you know, I'm going to go to a song and then we're going to come right back. But on another note, also, one thing about Facebook that I don't like that can kind of get you fucked up unintentionally, and it did happen to me, MySpace and Facebook, is the tag photo shit.
Don't
die. The tag. Listen, the tag. No. The tag photo shit got me basically fucked my whole shit up. Really, you know what I'm saying?
Well, because you were doing
I wasn't doing shit.
Exactly. If you weren't doing nothing in the picture, then
listen
you weren't ashamed of.
Listen to me. When I took that picture, no the fuck I wasn't. You feel what I'm saying?
No the fuck I wasn't.
When that picture was taken, no the fuck I wasn't. That was just a picture with somebody that I took. You feel me? And it was like we was up on the picture, you know, came up, hugged my neck, and we was like, yo, cheese for the camera. Well, nobody there to take the picture with her, so she held the camera, her phone up, and snapped the picture, so it looked like we're close, but we trying to get within frame, so it looked like we like right up on each other, like
okay,
we all
so
love
you
each
know
other.
What that means? So
because
you
wanted a picture with me, and nobody was there to take
no,
the picture.
If that fucked you up, you know what that means.
What?
You had already did some fucked up shit, and your girl
exactly.
was already, that, see,
so, okay.
that,
that already on the lookout. She was already on the lookout for this stuff, and you just
did
a little top.
Hold you up. That
hold
alone
fuck up.
Would not
hold the fuck
you up.
But it don't matter.
It do matter.
Yes, no, but the point is, what no, the point is, the fight that ensued from that ended the relationship, and
that did not alone.
I know it was other things. It was time for the relationship to end anyway. But what I'm saying, that was like a catalyst, unintended catalyst. You feel what I'm saying?
She was already on lookout. She was already on lookout for something stupid. You went out and did something innocent, and it didn't even, and it backfired on you. Is what it did.
Right.
At yourself. Your relationship
exactly.
was already.
I know. But hold on.
Wait.
What I do, Keisha? Why I gotta kill myself? Hold on. I don't just
orchestrate this. You killed your relationship. Take a random picture.
Oh, what's wrong with taking a picture now? Now you can't take a picture with a motherfucker now?
Nope. Take all the pictures you want. Just don't look like you're doing something silly.
Okay.
God damn.
I don't know.
Don't judge a book by a cover.
Or something. What the fuck?
I mean, you said that was what was a part of the relationship ending. So you did something that looks real silly. And I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know who your girl was. She didn't trust you.
That's all it was. She didn't trust me anyway. But
from
that's a whole other issue.
Already,
that's a whole other. But that.
She was already on the lookout. She was already in the doghouse.
But the point is. That actual act was an innocent act, period, point blank. That ended up turning into something all out of control. You feel me?
Hey, but I got a question for you, though.
What?
I got a question for you.
What?
After it was all over.
Right.
You had a choice. You had a choice. You could have went back, could you?
I mean, that's not even
part of
it.
Okay,
that's not part of the discussion.
Don't plead the fifth.
That's not part of the discussion. But I'm saying, it is because, like...
Why? What does that got to do with what we're talking about?
And see, this is what he said to old girl. That's what he said to old girl. That's what he said to old girl. What does it got to do with anything, babe? What does it got to do with anything, babe?
Hey, y'all. You know what? I'm not going to lose control of my damn show. I'm going to a motherfucker.
I bet you watch your camera, you pose.
Bye. Bye. Internet radio.
Yes, sir.
I had
yes,
to abruptly
sir.
Go to the song by my homie Dink De Niro, that remix he did over that. What's that Fantasia beat?
Yeah, Fantasia.
Yeah, I just like, yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying?
What's happening,
like
Dink?
That
was hot. Popping up.
For sure, man. Team Striz in the building. All right. The topic of the show, how you feel about meeting people on the internet and hooking up with them? You think that shit lame? Do you think that, can you really meet, you know what I'm saying, somebody on the internet or whatever? And also, do you, a lot of people like to feel like, internet sites fuck up your relationship or some shit. Like, you know, people are always getting caught up on MySpace or caught up on Facebook. I know a lot of people who won't even get a fucking MySpace or a Facebook.
Because they smart.
You feel me? Because they like,
what
you got
me. Hold on, what the fuck
that
mean?
They smart. They know that certain people know certain things they can't deal with. So why even put yourself in
hold on,
in
what
the
that mean? I ain't got now, but that don't mean I can't deal with it.
What? Didn't you just say, that's why I don't have no Facebook page?
That just cut out the bullshit. No, that just cut out
okay,
the bullshit.
Okay, what bullshit? If you know how to handle it, why I gotta? It wouldn't be no bullshit, right?
No,
I
just cut out
no,
the bullshit.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna go make me one. Shit. Stack
yeah,
up, nigga.
I'm gonna find you.
425. Holla at us.
Hey, man, what's happening, man? This is Cousin Dale, man, all the way from Seattle. What's happening with y'all, man?
What's happening, my dude? You back at us, man. What's happening?
Hey, man, I can't call it. Hey, man, let me tell you something about the internet, man. The internet is the way of the future because you know what? You can't get no STDs from the internet. So all these sissies, let me make sure I put it out there, all these sissies and dick in the booties out there in Atlanta. Y'all better get on the internet, you know what I'm saying, Facebook it down, but don't hit me up because if you do, I'm going to give you the business. But I'm just saying, man, you know, I'm supporting y'all and everything, but yeah, man, that internet stuff, you can't meet nobody like that, man. E-Harmony, that white folks stuff, man. E-Harmony.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Now, we ain't talking about for us, for black people, no. You know what I'm saying? But they got a lot of sites that's like sitting around black people that's kind of like eHarmony.
He's talking about bigblackassattack.com.
Oh, wait a minute.
You want to write that down? You want to write that down? Big
Hey, what the fuck you know about that site?
No.
Hey, I am subscribed to bigblackass.com, so hey, look at me.
I was
just
making that sound. My mama had a porno named that.
Your mama had a porno.
You know that all that ass number 3 and 4 volumes. I'm finna pop them in right now. That way, safe sex. If you can't touch yourself and be safe, then you need to go find somebody else and play with it. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
yeah. Somewhere to play with it. But yeah, man, all that internet stuff, man, how you gonna meet somebody with the eHarmony thing? If you look at the commercial, look at all the stuff they talking about, 36 points of a person, you know, listen to these white folks, hey, I really just feel something. How the hell you feel something, somebody on the internet? How you feel something? I'm old-fashioned. Because, you know, we from Atlanta, man, you know, we old-fashioned, Pool Creek style, you know what I'm saying, John Hope style. Hey, I wanna look at you, hey, are you really a woman or are you a man? Because you never know on the internet, man. So that's why I say all that internet stuff. Nah, man, that's for them folks that can't get nobody.
Now let me tell you.
That's for them folks that can't get nobody.
Now let me tell you.
I ain't never been like that. You know what I'm saying? I want to meet them. I want to know what you got, what you look like, do you got a job and everything. The internet don't tell everything, man. So I don't believe in all the internet stuff, man. It's too digital and too technical. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Hold on. I hear what you're saying. I don't feel what you're saying, but I hear what you're saying. Let me tell you why I disagree with what you got, cuz. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because me personally, I have met motherfuckers on the internet, and they was what they looked like on the picture. We hooked up. I mashed them. That shit was all in. We still cool to this day. You did? You understand
hey,
what I'm saying? He done went
hey,
down.
Hey, internet said that word, man. Let me know. The internet.
It was just a regular site. Like it wasn't like no, it wasn't not. Nah, it wasn't like eHarmony and no shit that's made for matching. It was just a regular site like Facebook. You know, somebody that I, you know what I'm saying? MySpace. You know what I'm saying? Just regular sites that you just be on there anyway. Because I was already on them sites really anyway, doing the music, promoting all that. And then it's just like people, you know what I'm saying? They hit me up like, yo, I fuck with the music. You know what I'm saying? Females, I fuck with. That's cool. I like that. And they hit me up and we start chatting and it go down. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey,
we end up going out on a date. We meet.
That's what I'm
going
to use. For. You know what? I'm going to have to steal that, man. I'm going to have to steal that. From now on, when I get on fuckbook.com and stuff like that, I'm going to be like, hey. I'm into the music. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Y'all.
Hey, cuz, you crazy, boy. You crazy.
Because I got an announcement, man. I got an announcement. This worldwide. This VG, this Red Cousin, this Everybody Cousin, you know what I'm saying? I'm moving back to the ATL. I'll be back home on the
12th. Oh.
I'm going to let y'all know. Get everything down.
Hold on, let me get everything. That's what's up, man. So now you come up to the show.
I'm here to support y'all. If I could do anything while I'm up here, man, y'all let me know. I'm going to pass this number around to folks in Seattle, man. You know what I'm saying? And give y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put it worldwide.
Man, do that, man, because, hey, this is internet radio, man. We streaming all across the world live, man. This ain't FM radio. All you got to do is log on.
Hey, I'm going to call y'all back, but I know you need to go ahead and give me that, you know what I'm saying, that email account and stuff, man.
hey, come on.
Yeah. But hey, y'all, I'm finna pass y'all number one, man, and everything, man. I love y'all. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to y'all in about an hour or two.
All right, homie.
All right, man.
One time for Cuz checking in away from goddamn Seattle, man. We got them spreading out, man. The word is getting around. My phone lines are full. Somebody just hit number one. Who is that? 404?
That's the top early.
I don't know. See, when it hit 404-421. Who is that?
Caller, you on now.
That was Dink.
Oh, he must have put the phone down or something. My bad. Yo, you just checking in. Hit the number 1-347-934-0966. We talking about, have you ever met anybody on the internet hooked up and it went down? How did it work out for you? Would you do it again? If you won't do it, why not? Like Cuz just said, he got an old school. He feel like he got to see him first. But I'm like, that really don't, I mean, you're going to see him eventually, yeah. But if you meet him in the club and you see him first, that don't mean that, they don't make him any less dangerous
or
crazy.
And you talking about that body measure shit, that is.
Yeah.
Pretty gay.
Yeah. They be in the club with it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High to tell.
When you meet a motherfucker in the club, meet a woman in the club, be looking like that bitch and I'm going to get you sucker when you
like
get her home. You know what I'm saying?
Taking off. routine.
Taking the ass out, taking the goddamn push-up bra down, taking the body mask
hell,
off.
That
bitch,
take that lace
that
front
bitch
off.
Come, that bitch look like a goddamn bowl of jelly. Goddamn it, that was in the jaw.
Wow,
that's what
I
whole
wish you would transform on me.
You still gonna mash it?
Who?
That's Flutter, bro. He just really on the head anyway. That really don't affect that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
a kidding.
You
know that. Yo, 01790-0966. I got a lot of people on my lines, y'all, man. Y'all hit the number one on your keypad, man, and holler at us. Do you think Facebook and MySpace will break up your relationship? A lot of people are saying that. I don't feel that way. I feel like if your relationship going to be broke up, motherfucker, it's going to be broke up any goddamn motherfucking way. You understand what I'm saying? Regardless, that's your ass. You ain't the relationship. I mean, the website ain't the problem. Motherfucker, you the problem. Yo, cheating ass.
Yep.
Right. Holler at me. Hit the number one on your keypad. I'm going to start goddamn opening up lines in this bitch. Don't make me do it. We did it. We used the call-in feature for the first time today, too. We caught somebody.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, we finna do it again, man.
Who we calling? Who we calling?
Let me call my
Hey, yo, if you wanna holler at us, man, yo, hit the number one on your keypad. I got a whole line full of people
call
just
listening. Hey, call
the number. What number is it? Hold on. We finna do the call-out feature again. I added a new feature to the show. We can call people now. We're gonna be
70.
I'm gonna prank call me a motherfucker like goddamn Ricky Smiley. What's the number?
0711.
That's it. All right. We fucking. Who is this? Who we calling?
I'm fucking Harold.
Harold?
I don't know about that Harold.
Hold on. We coming to y'all calling. Oh, now everybody want to raise their hand. Yo.
Hello?
Yo, what's going on, homie? Who this, Harold?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, Harold, what's up, boy? This is P-Red, yo, man. Partner, what's happening?
What's up, boy?
Hey, look here, man. Look here. We talking about what you motherfucking do all the motherfucking time, partner.
We talking about... This, you okay, 100 Internet Radio? We talking about people that meet up with people on the Internet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You ever met with women on the Internet and hooked up with them and how that shit go? You know what I'm saying? Now, my partner right here swear you the truth for that shit, nigga.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to verify what he testified. So we got them...
Hey, hold on one second. Hold on one second.
That nigga in the room with his girl.
Well, they in an internet hookup. Y'all, he's about to marry.
Oh, hey, that nigga in the room with his girl. He had to throw up on hold. Damn it, man.
Hey,
hold on one second.
That's how I miss a relationship.
Right now. No, we gonna miss this
one,
though.
Yeah, he called me. That was the one right there.
Hey, you text me and say, what's the number? So you didn't call in. So I'm like, what the fuck taking them so long?
I did call in. Somebody kept me on hold. Hold on, call in. And I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, yeah. So you got your gigabytes up over there already?
I heard what y'all was talking about. Somebody couldn't take the blame for his own actions. Dumbass Jeffy, left the shit open.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah, that's my homeboy Mike with that bullshit, man. That nigga just got damn caught. That nigga just got caught. You got caught, homie. Fuck that. Kill yourself. Kill yourself, nigga. You got caught. It ain't our fault. It ain't Facebook fault, nigga.
Hey, Harold.
How you gonna get caught on Facebook, though? I'd see if you was on Black People Meet or something like that, but to get caught up on Facebook?
Hey, Harold, for everybody listening, you the internet Mac. That's what P-Red, I believe P-Red is my nigga. His word is bond. He said, you a Mac on that thing. Tell everybody where they need to go hook up at. Is it Black People Meet? Which one the hottest one? Shit, we don't know. We trying to find out. Let the people know what
Black People Meet is good and tagged as a motherfucker, though.
What the hell? What's up for Tag? I fucked with Tag, Harold. I'm with you on
y'all
that.
Y'all ass is off the train.
How you doing?
Tag is a motherfucker.
Right. Tag is a motherfucker. Yeah.
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 Now, that's the one where you want to do the hookups. You get on Tag, you're going to do it.
Why Tag is a hookup? That's
where
they fucking at. That's where
everybody
is understood that
we
going to fuck.
Guess so.
You on
that? That's what it is. I mean, Facebook more networking, you know, but
right.
you know, for the relationship and the hookup thing, you know, it's okay.
You right about that.
Just make sure you put that motherfucker on the webcam so you can see if that's really her.
Right. Gotta have a web, see that? And then that'll kill the whole shit about is do they really look like their picture. You put that motherfucker on the webcam. Skype, nigga.
That's it.
www.skype.com.
Don't Skype me.
Skype.
Don't Skype me.
Yes, sir.
At me. Fuck Skype. Don't Skype me.
Hey, Harold. Hey, I appreciate that info, dog. We're finna give it to some more callers, but I appreciate you calling in to give up your infinite wisdom on the subject.
Nah, we call him.
Don't leave that Facebook open.
Right. It's a bad move. All right, homie.
All right, bro.
All right. Yeah. I'm fucking with today's show. I hope y'all learning something, people. Y'all paying attention? Are y'all paying attention? All right. Real talk. Yo, call right back. Somebody, I just seen two people. They just dropped the call. They was trying to holler at me, and then they got cut off. What the hell y'all talking about?
No, he said 10 hut, and he made me have a flashback or something.
I remember seeing that somewhere.
That's a fuck move. Yeah. These motherfuckers over here. You know, every time both of these motherfuckers in co-hosting with me, they be having these sidebar conversations and personal inside jokes. And I'm trying to host the show.
That was just an inside joke for me that I had seen that somewhere. You know, it made me flash back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the 10 hut?
It's a 10 hut.
What's the 10 hut? Is that
it's one they slurping bird move.
Oh. Oh, that's what the dude just stand up and then you get on your knees. Right.
A 10 hut.
Yeah. What time for a 10 hut? One of my all-time favorites.
We love that.
One of my all-time favorites.
That's a fatality.
347-934-0966. I got my phone line full. Hit the number one. You want to holler at me. Shay hit the number one again. Shay.
Yeah.
You hit the number one again.
Oh, I hit the number one a while back, but y'all was caught up. I was going to make a comment about them shoes.
Oh, Shay.
I had to go back.
Hey, we've been through this already with you, Shay. We've been through this already.
No, wait. Let me make my comment, though. See, you can wear flip-flops if you want to if your feet look cute.
Oh, hell no.
That's all I wanted to say.
What kind of flip-flop?
Listen, this ain't
that
about
flip-flop. Do your feet look good?
Nah, we don't wear the one with the split your big toe with your other
just
toe.
That's the one you slide your foot right
Yeah,
in.
We just wear the one you slide your foot in. We don't split
why
your toe
the fuck
right
is up, what the fuck is up with that? You know, why is it up with that? What is it about that, goddamn it? A lot of black girls be like, if a nigga got flip-flops on like that with the thing in
when
the
middle. When he
gay
or something?
He gay. No, for real.
That's some old. So what they said, like
nigga, black women on the line. If you're on the line, I got a line full of people, but if you're on the line, just real quick, hit the number one. I bet you if I ask most of these black women that's up here that I know, if they tell you if that nigga got on some motherfucking flip flops with the goddamn thing in the middle, goddamn it, he a faggot.
I ain't never heard.
Man, they be saying that shit all the time.
I don't think that.
Everyone hit number one. Hold on, Shay. Hey,
it don't
everybody, all of them hitting it out.
I ain't never heard.
850-896.
What up, though? It's Maia. What's poppin'?
Maia,
what's
who
up?
What's up? Oh, girl, I heard the colonel over there. What's going on, Kim?
Not much. Just kicking it.
I remember your voice from last night. I will never forget that voice. You feel me?
Maia, if a nigga got thrown.
Forever, my nigga.
That's
what
happened.
Talk about.
I said, if the nigga got thrown flip flaps on, he a faggot.
Yes, and you will not be talking to me.
Hold on, I told
you. Hold on, wait a minute. Now, if you got on the little J, you know what I'm saying, we slide the seat in there, that's cool with me. But don't be having the little shit with the flip-flop with the seat, you know what I'm saying, be in between your big toe and the second toe. Like, and if a nigga got some Jesus sandals, you know what I'm saying, they got the stuff on with the oh, nigga, stop. Tell them to quit. Tell them to kill themselves. Right goddamn now. It's not going to work.
I killed them for you, baby. I killed them for you.
Okay, do that.
Maya, you ever met anybody on the internet and gave them some pussy? We just asked.
I did not call for that. What happened?
Is that a yes, Maya?
No, why? I hit number one to talk about the shoes. Okay.
We'll take that as a yes.
No, but wait a minute. Let me elaborate a little bit. I met somebody on the internet, and I, you know what I'm saying? Like, It wasn't even really the internet, to be honest. It was like a little chat line. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I met somebody on the chat line. You know what I'm saying? And we kidded for like a year. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So you ain't gonna be like fucking involved. You fucking around with somebody for a year. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Oh yeah. Anybody picking with nobody for a year and nobody getting no smashing. That's just what they do.
I know, but it was, you know what I'm saying? It was like one of them little chat line things. You know what I'm saying? You talk for a little while, you exchange numbers.
Damn,
you get
one
to
of them
know
little...
each other and then.
Damn, you girl six now?
I might be. You know what I'm saying? I am a chameleon now. I will turn into a whole bunch of different motherfuckers now. You know what I'm saying? You know me.
Cool.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to somebody else. Cause everybody asked me. I gotta find out about these flip flops. All right, Mayu.
All right now.
Veronica McFucking Nair.
Oh dang, what's up?
What's happening? Veronica, if you got the thong flops on, is he a fag?
Either that or he African.
You I'm just saying. We don't go all the way down the line. Somebody just dropped the call. Hey, if you got the damn thong flip flops, you got the flip flops on with the thing in the middle, a lot of black women be saying niggas be faggots. That's what I'm telling you, man.
I don't really meet a lot of dudes flip flops on, and most of them they do the hair.
And then in the South, you probably would see it more. But every motherfucking female from the North, they really like, oh hell no. You know what I'm saying? They're like, well, that nigga got to be gay. You know what I'm saying? Maybe up North, that's all that way shit.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's what I was saying when we were talking about the swag incident.
Uh-huh.
When we was talking about swag, uh-huh. I was like, it's just so many. The gay motherfuckers just don't adopt the swag so much. So, nigga, you gotta really be on your, you really gotta be goddamn swagged up to pull that shit off, nigga. Nigga, don't say, if nigga swag on the trail, you ain't even been a motherfucking bottom flip flop, nigga. You ain't even look at the motherfucker.
You walked out.
Hey, Veronica.
You ain't
gonna
play them, bitch.
We all know that you ain't had no dick in 4 years. One time for
yeah!
Veronica is in a celibacy state.
I ain't had no dick.
She had no dick in 4 years. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, man.
Okay. Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
She ain't had nothing 4 days. She losing her mind on it.
I'm calculating. Yeah,
it does. It's a little longer than 4 days. Maybe about
okay.
So crazy.
For the last time I saw you.
Yeah. Stupid, man.
I get it.
Listen, Veronica.
Yeah.
So, I understand that, but would you meet a guy on the internet and mash him or what?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, after talking to him for a minute, yeah, I might. Yeah.
I mean, you don't think nothing wrong with meeting with nobody on the internet. You got a complex. Some people just like, yo, they don't even, like, one of cuz called from Seattle, he was like, I'm old school, fuck that, I got to see him, that shit, that's some other shit. It might be a dude. And there's a lot of people with that fucked up mentality about meeting people on the internet, like it's just, like, real taboo to them. But would you do
it? I mean, I'm going to see you before I mash anyway. So if I see you and you ain't, then we ain't mashing. So, I mean,
right.
Ain't like I'm having my blindfold on, you know what I'm saying? No, I mean, That's cool. It could happen.
Oh, okay. We just making sure. I had to make sure I get to you. I see you hit the number one. So you said
you said all black women on the phone about the
right,
so
right.
I did.
All right. I'm going to some old black people on the phone. God damn it, Michigan girl. Damn it, Michigan girl.
Albina.
Michigan girl. Just answer the real quick. If the nigga got the goddamn thong flip flops on, is he a punk?
Yes.
That's Michigan. We going all the way around. We done had women. All right. I know you ain't hit the number one, so that's all I'm gonna ask you. I ain't gonna get into the rest of the shit.
Okay.
Since you didn't hit the number one, but have you ever fucked somebody from the internet for real though? Real quick.
That I met on the internet?
Yeah, that you met on the internet, yeah.
No.
You can already tell hers wasn't over. She said, I met on the internet.
So will you hook up with somebody on the internet? Are you opposed to it or what?
No, I'm not opposed to it, no. And if we meet and everything, then hey, it's just like meeting somebody out somewhere else.
Right. All right, we trying to make sure. I ain't gonna keep you on it the times I did chime in on you and you didn't hit the number one. I ain't gonna do you like
that. You know what? I got some other stuff going on. I was trying to listen and show support, but I couldn't really talk at certain times.
All right. I appreciate it. She might be getting
her own. Right.
She might be getting a mash on. Damn it, man. 678-206. Yo. Call her. Call her.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
It's Tisha.
What's going on, babe?
Nothing. I had to call in. Y'all out there tripping out, ain't y'all?
Right, right. We having a good old time. It's what we do over here. This your first time calling the show?
Yep.
One time for you. Hold up. Yeah. Appreciate that love. That's what's happening. So, you've been listening to what we've been talking about tonight?
I have.
Okay, first of all, real quick, though. Let's get this out of the way. Dudes with a little thong flap, they punk, they fake. You think they gay?
It depends. I think if they older, like you gotta gauge the, like if I see a young nigga with some flip flops, he gay. So I mean,
right.
See somebody like in their mid-30s and he swagged out with a little nice Hawaiian t-shirt with the slacks or something like real Miami-ish, I'ma expect him to have on thongs because his mentality is somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it just really depends on the person for me.
Oh.
Where you see somebody with a Hawaii shirt and some thong flip flops? In Atlanta.
You could be in Miami and be real, real Miami. You know what I'm saying?
But what if you see up here, though? But what if you see the nigga up here? He ain't in Miami. You see him in the A up here like that.
Okay, if I'm in Backwood, Georgia, then nah, you can't wear no flip flops. I'm straight on the thong flip flop.
Okay, so how do you feel about hooking up on the internet? Have you ever met somebody on the internet and smashed them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Oh yeah. Well, I met my baby daddy on the internet.
Right? Oh yeah, it was good.
That shit was real good.
But it was good, but you got a lot of issues behind it. That motherfucker was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, don't even say that, because, nigga, there's a lot of motherfuckers with crazy baby daddies that didn't meet them on the internet. Crazy baby mama.
Right.
So, okay. That don't matter.
Craziness is not limited, but everybody can be what they want to be online. It's hard to front face-to-face. But you can be what you want to be when you hide behind a computer. So, you know, it's like that.
Okay. So you did meet him on the internet, and then you went on ahead and mashed him. Okay. We've established that point. Right.
She had more than one.
Yeah, I had more
than one. You know,
she's an internet pimp.
Oh, baby, Tress, I prefer to meet people online. I ain't got to worry about finding no babysitter, paying no babysitter, getting dressed, putting my 5-inch heels on, trying to impress a nigga all sweaty and nasty in my face. I ain't got to worry about all that. You know what I'm saying? If you going to attract me, you going to attract me for you being you. If it's through your picture at first, then we going to talk through text. We going to talk through chat. Whatever. That's how I get to know somebody. You know, and being in the club, I don't like going to the club. I'm not a club person.
Right. And you know what? I'm telling you, man, she's not the only one out there like that. A lot of these motherfuckers on this goddamn phone line that just listening and they hitting number one and feel the same fucking way. They're not saying that shit. You feel what I'm saying? But I know it's a lot more women out there. I'm telling you, man, it's more women, more and more, that's feeling like that. And I think the older that you get, because then you always see women be like, man, I don't want to go to the club. They downgrade down to just the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? And then they downgrade down a little bit more, so they really don't even have to go really out to the club like that. You feel what I'm saying?
The same motherfuckers were still in the club where they were going, so they like,
fuck it. You know what I'm saying? At least they know if a nigga online, he halfway literate. You know what I'm saying? That nigga got a little sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you
better keep spelling them words, my nigga.
Spell check. Spell check.
Yeah.
I fucked with it. You know what I'm saying? But for real, though, man, I feel what you're saying. I appreciate you listening and supporting the show.
Yeah.
Call back.
All right, call back next time. Don't be just sitting up there listening. Call back and hit us up.
No,
that's
call
so
Monday through Thursday. How about that?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday, 8.
All right.
All right, Tika. All right. So we pretty much, we got a lot of different answers. Shit, that was the first female. That was the female I wanted to hear from, though. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That was the one, because I know there's a lot of them that really be on that, what she's saying. Like, she like, shit, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? She ain't trying to, you know, go out and have to go to the club and get all sweaty and do all that. She like, shit, she meet the nigga, she talk to the nigga. When she meet him, he fuckable, she mashing. Fuck it. Why go through all that? You got a problem with that, Key? You want a nigga to go to Fine Divots first?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga class ass.
Hey, no, the killer is she gonna take half them niggas Fun Divots 3-4 times and ain't gonna give him no pussy.
Well,
that's the killer.
Well, hey, whatever works.
Damn it, you and your goddamn.
I ain't trying to have all these miles on this pussy, okay? No.
Chase on.
Check this out, callers. If all of y'all that's listening and they're always listening and y'all feel us, y'all fuck with us, y'all spread the word, man. If y'all got Facebook, if y'all got text, when we send y'all a text out, my nigga, or something, forward that shit to goddamn your folk, man. Tell them to fuck with us, man. Send this shit out on your Facebook. Repost it on your post. Y'all know the show coming up? Y'all got to spread the word. Y'all got to help us. You know what I'm saying? Because we internet bound, so it's not like we can reach everybody. We got to directly get to them. And we don't got their Facebook. If they're not our friend on Facebook or if they're not on our text list, we can't get them. So we need y'all. Forward them text out. All right?
On Skype before the show. All
right? Forward them text out.
Not after. During.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Skype before the show. Not during.
Yeah, somebody called me on Skype. LL. LL, I can't answer the phone. I can't answer the Skype phone, L, while I'm doing the show. Damn it.
Man.
You know I cannot answer that phone in the middle of the show. But that's my baby.
You know.
Matter of fact, I'm going to ask her a question. Yeah, I said it. Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
What's happening, babe? Hello? Shit. Hello? She must be in the bad. She might be in the bad spot. Damn. She might be in the bad spot. She called me on Skype while I was like, I can't answer this.
Damn it, man.
All right. So, yo, we basically established that there's nothing wrong with meeting motherfuckers on the internet. And we had, what, basically one guy. Actually, no, two guys, because your cousin, like, Dink was like that.
Did that girl tell what site she met me? I'm going to have to go back on the internet and see if I can.
Oh, you gotta revert the show.
Tag.
Yeah, no, because I'm not for the tag. Y'all like, yeah, that's automatic.
No. It ain't automatic. I'm just saying more people on tag. You know,
put your whole body.
More people
on
tag is like.
I don't have to put my whole body on there. I'm not ugly.
So the face working for you?
Yes.
Who does
that? You know I'm gonna ass shot on that camera, man. No, hey,
she
be just like.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even gotta look back at that motherfucker and say she peak.
I can peek and see it.
Damn it, man. Who is this? 421, get at me.
Yo, Blue, what's up, man? Blue, what's up, man? It's Green.
Oh, what's happening, C. Green? What's up, man?
Man, I'm at the J-O-B, man. You know, I'm trying to get in. I got to get in real quick before you get gone.
Go ahead,
look,
go ahead.
Check this out. This is a two-part situation. Look,
right.
Now, y'all got the internet. I'm that one guy. I ain't doing it. Not that I can't handle it, because I heard y'all made the comment that nigga can't handle it. It's not that I can't handle it. It's just that if you meet a chick off the internet talking about you're going to be in a relationship with her, first of all, let's keep it 100. Y'all kick that relationship, it's going to be a point where y'all going to get pissed at each other. When she met your ass on the internet, guess what she going to do? Go get another nigga off the internet, mash him. Same thing for the dude. Okay, so don't expect to meet nobody off the goddamn internet and keep that shit real, because it ain't going to happen. Okay?
It's not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
You can meet somebody in the street and the same thing happens.
Right.
You can meet somebody.
No. You're right, but it's more likely that if you have it. Okay, you're right. Now, check this. Now, if me and my shorty, we in the house, we arguing, we mad. Okay. 9 times out of 10, she could walk right in the room and get on the computer. But you can't just all of a sudden, if you get mad with your short, just put your clothes on and go to the fucking club and meet somebody. But you can walk in that bedroom 5 fucking minutes later and meet somebody else. Am I right?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Okay, I mean, so the internet is the devil. All right? That shit ain't the devil. Y'all can fake that shit as y'all want to. Hey.
That
shit is the devil.
Damn it,
that shit is the devil. If you meet up, you're going to go back to that shit. Your shot don't make me mad. Oh, and for the females, there's always that dude to play that role y'all talking about as the friend, and he's going to try and console you on it. Come on
now.
We had that discussion already.
Yeah.
Right. So the internet is the devil. If you're in a relationship, no, you can't have no Facebook, no nothing. You're going to do that for the fucking time.
Damn it, man.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. I had to get in. I appreciate you hitting me before you got off, though.
All right, man.
Damn it.
That nigga said, hey, appreciate all me.
It's the devil.
It's the devil. What was that?
What was that? The mama somebody. Ooh,
football
shit,
is the devil.
Devil. Them girls is the devil. Damn it, man.
Why not devil?
I don't know, man. I'd have to disagree with my homie Green. I do.
Damn.
But it all depends on. I mean,
put some of that.
I don't know if you can. You know, and it's a couple of people that I know. I actually sent them a message to their Facebook because I know they met their spouses on the internet, and they didn't even call.
Oh,
I'm kind of upset. I'm gonna have to mash them.
They might be mashing. That's how they kicked it.
They met their spouses. They married the person that they met on the internet. You feel me? And we already had one and said they had a baby by the nigga that on the internet.
But she also said he was crazy.
I mean, people got crazy baby daddies that ain't on the internet.
True.
What is wrong? What is wrong with him?
Your spouse? Why you can't meet your spouse on the internet?
Why you can't meet your spouse on the internet? You can where is the place? Church?
No. The answer is no. I'm telling you, no. Don't do it. Do not meet your spouse at church.
Hallelujah!
Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
Hey, hold up. Hey, Key, wait. Where your ex?
When you met your ex?
At
church.
He a
minister.
Hey, excuse me, Lord, but he prayed on that. Hey, you got caught up in that, then.
He a good ass daddy, though.
Huh?
Bet that. Good daddy.
You a good daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what I mean. But, hey, but you were just wanting the right woman for her. That's what you're saying.
No, because they weren't ready for nobody like me.
Oh, I figured that.
On the front row.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be right for you to be, you know, front row. You know what I'm saying? You be getting fucked up.
Hey, I ain't started drinking until I was getting ready to get my divorce.
You can't sit on the front row, huh? Them dresses and shit. You can't wear it
with your ass all out.
Mm-hmm. My ass gonna be out regardless because it's big.
Damn it, man.
Shit.
Hold on.
K100.
You act like you got a flap of whale or something.
No, I don't. And I don't want no flap of whale.
K100. We gotta go.
90 seconds.
We had a good time, man. This was a great episode. The digital relationship. I thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for Colonel Key coming up in studio.
P-Reg.
One time for the host, P-Reg.
Yeah.
One time, it's your host, Blizzum. All right.
Chandler.
Y'all fuck with us. Hey, put us on your MySpace. Put us on your Facebook.
Put us on your tag.
Text everybody. And your tag. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing burp.
Y'all holler at us, man. Yo, we gotta go, man. We out of this motherfucker, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do with him. I don't know.
Oh, Lord Jesus.